Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. In just a few minutes each week, we talk about one building, one statue, or one park bench that reveals something special about our cities. For Tall Story number 34, our very own Fernando Augusto Pacheco jumps in to tell us about his love affair with swimming pools.
First of all, I must admit, I'm not exactly what you would call a great swimmer. But swimming pools always fascinated me from a young age. For me, they are bucolic. The image of a pool party with screaming people drinking spirits and playing water games is not exactly appealing to me. There is a certain melancholic touch about a pool. It is a place to escape. There's nothing more beautiful than the tiny waves in a pool when it's a bit windy. Of course, a beautiful infinite pool in a tropical paradise would be certainly a good option, but I can equally be happy in a natural pool in the depths of the Welsh countryside, or even in my sometimes busy but beautifully designed local pool in Marshall Street, London. Growing up in Brazil, I was lucky to live in a house in Jardim Passárgada, in the suburbs of São Paulo, with a lovely mid-sized pool, complete with a wooden deck. I used to enjoy sitting in the deck, just observing the pool, even finding cute but slightly scary little frogs jumping in the mornings. When we moved to a house without a pool, I was saddened about it. And my mother quizzed me, why did I miss it so much, as I didn't actually use them very often. For me, a swimming pool is such a strong asset for a city. They bring communities together. It is some sort of stress relief in their daily lives. And as someone who lived most of my adult life in two major and bustling capitals like London and São Paulo, they are even more necessary. I also must discuss the design of what would be my ideal swimming pool. They shouldn't be too big, and ideally should be made with tiles. To top it off, why not traditional Portuguese tiles, or as we say in Portuguese, azulejos. They look very quaint and elegant. I know the azulejo option is certainly not the cheaper, but it's worth the price design-wise. And for colors, you can't go wrong with a mix of baby blue and marine. And why not even a nice mosaic? And as I said, the pool shouldn't be too big and should not necessarily be squared. Some of my favorite pools are slightly round with uneven shapes. I also enjoy when there are more than one layer to a pool floor, so you can dip your toes slowly. The lighting must also be discreet, but well lit, so I can see if there's a frog swimming with me or not. But of course, I shouldn't lie. I also had fun in one of those pools with multicolored lights. Swimming pools are a fantastic way to improve the quality of life of residents in any city. The more pools, the better, being them public or private, if you're lucky enough to have a spacious backyard.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Fernando Augusto Pacheco for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.